Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is October 9th. It's a Monday. Wow, we're starting a new week. I hope we all have a great week coming up, and just keep planning, keep trying, keep enjoying, and it will happen. Things happen. They just happen when you are ready for yourself. And today's show, what a way to start the week, about what happens in our lives when we are true to ourselves. Because did you ever notice the days you wake up and you feel good, and you feel like you're going to have a good day? You just know it. And then you do. There's days you wake up and you're not so sure what you feel. But you know, I found out that both days work well for you if you just recognize yourself in each one. There's a different way that we think. There's something that we do that I realize happens to people because they tell me. And I don't know at first how to tell somebody how to be themselves. Because honestly, I couldn't tell they weren't being themselves in the ways that they were covering up. It's not like the obvious things. It's not like the, you know, somebody's either showing off or over-talking or trying to tell you how whatever great thing they got or whatever they're putting their energy into. These were really subtle things, things that they're embarrassed about, things that they feel like they have to hide, things that they don't even know why they're hiding it. In their mind, they think that it's taking away from them or hurting their mojo or whatever it is. But they start to assume for others what they will think of them and that they're not good enough for one reason or another, or they feel like it makes them look a certain way. So they don't even try, even to the people closest to them, to just unload that burden and talk about it. Because once it's unloaded, it's unloaded, it's done, you are free. But I've met people who've built their whole life around things that they would not give up, they would not talk about, they would not say. And everything they thought people would assume about them for one reason or another, once they found out, the issue wasn't the problem, what it was. The problem was the extent of lying that it took to cover it up, and it was the lie that got them in trouble. So then I thought, well, why don't they just be themselves from the beginning? How hard could that be? Because the more somebody you're with tells you, if you start a job, the more they prepare you, the more they train you, the more they tell you, your chances of doing well are pretty high because you have an idea of what you're doing. And in that kind of awkward time in the beginning where you're trying to fall into a routine and into an entire new environment, you're being taken care of. When you're in a relationship, one of the most beautiful times is the beginning, because you can put it all out there. You have nothing to lose yet. And you can put it out there and talk about it and, you know, just learn each other in whole. And I realized that if in the beginning of anything, whether it's a relationship or a job, or meeting a new friend, telling the hardest things in those times frees you up for the rest of that experience, and those experiences could actually be the rest of your life. But if we poke it with holes and keep poking holes, And then when you notice the holes, they try to cover them up more. They become very good liars. You become a very good listener. You start to pick up inconsistencies. You stop attaching to the person. And eventually, that person doesn't have anyone who's attached to them, nor are they attached to. And I've heard people who cover up lies not even know why. But they would say, I don't like people. And I'd say, why don't you like people? This is in the beginning, because I couldn't figure it out. And I realized it was a lot of work for them. So how hard is it to accept ourselves enough to be ourselves, with ourselves, wherever we go, whatever the people are that we expose ourselves to? We forget that we ourselves are our greatest resource. We ourselves, nobody else is our greatest resource. No product, no where we live, no what we drive, no matter where we work, our greatest resource is our very own soul. And yet, overlook it so easily, on a dime, we don't even think of ourselves first. We think of what we want, but we don't think about ourselves. And yesterday, you know, every show that I write up, I have to put these tag words in because then it optimizes it and there's all this stuff that goes on through the studio. So I'm sitting there and I thought, usually I just put in like the name of the show and a few keywords. But yesterday, as I was just typing it up, and, you know, Christ is saying, try you, be you, reclaim you. And again, I say, how? And again, Christ says, through the truth. We find everything we are looking for. Everything, every single last thing we find, it's always behind the truth. Because anything we find without the truth generally doesn't last very long. And it doesn't last very long because the energy that's less than the truth, fear, doubt, worry, control, guilt, lack of self-acceptance, all of that stuff that's not completely true is not sustainable. There's no exchange. So what happens is when a person doesn't accept who they are and they're trying to act like they've got it all together, and this turned out to be a bigger issue than I thought. And as I've met people after I've seen Christ, because the people I knew before, you know, they're just the same with me. They don't know any different. And a lot of them don't even talk about it. They believe it. Some, you know, I told initially, but it's interesting, the difference. But the people who know themselves were the ones that showed up to hear more. And the people who wanted to run away and felt like I could see them, I've even had people say to me, I'm scared to even look at you. And at first I couldn't figure out why, because I thought, but this is so cool. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't realize the extent of what we do to ourselves to try to somehow keep a certain image or a certain lifestyle in our hands as though we're going to lose it if we're honest. I didn't realize yet that self-love isn't something we just naturally feel. When we're little, we don't know the difference and we just love everything. We want to know everything. Whatever anyone shows us, we learn. We're happy about it. You can't get enough of it. And then slowly, as someone starts kind of chipping away at our dreams or how we have to behave or whatever it is we have to do, we start to shape ourselves in a certain way. So if you have a real strict guideline of what kind of person you need to be okay, I found out the stricter the guideline, the greater it was hard for that person to be themselves. Because what happens is when you put somebody under a very strict line to live on, anytime that cross that line, they cannot tell you. But they may not have the same belief system, but they're a kid. So what happens to that kid who becomes an adult is that the stuff that they want to do, they hide. Because they don't want to get in trouble, and that's where it starts. They automatically feel that they cannot be themselves. But then I found people who weren't born in a strict background. And I said, why can't you be yourself? Why can you be yourself with me and feel comfortable and at peace? You cannot be yourself with you. Because what's going to happen is that one day you're not going to be able to reciprocate with the person you're with, because if you can't be yourself, you have to stop somewhere. When you are yourself and you feel like you have nothing to hide from this world, to anybody, doesn't matter who they are, you live in a calm. It's just a calm. You don't, even in chaos, you're calm. Not that you don't get chaotic or mad or anything, but there's a calm underneath it that no matter what you face, you will be okay. You don't have to hedge of fear that, oh my God, when this person leaves me, because they're so used to people leaving them. Or when I switch jobs, I can jump from this job to another job as soon as this gets uncomfortable. Or whatever it is, we start pulling on ourselves. So my question to Christ was, to be ourselves, for anybody who's listening today and holding on to anything that got bigger in their head, that needs 100 lies to support the first lie. And the first lie is usually a lie by omission. You're just not saying it. It's as big as daylight in your behavior. And you won't admit it. The person you're first fighting with is you. Not anybody else. You're fighting with yourself. You're beating yourself up. You're forcing your soul to jump from situation to situation to situation, all because you cannot say your truth. Doesn't matter what it is. So how do you get used to saying your truth? And I know this is going to sound funny, but Christ said to practice. When you are by yourself, pretend you're having this conversation with the person most affected by you, whether it's a brother or a sister, a parent, a partner. Learn how to speak about your soul. Describe your soul. Don't think of it as, oh, this is me, and I built this big persona, and I'm really arrogant, and I have a big ego, and I've seen this with men who can tell me, and I've had men just straight out tell me, well, I'm arrogant, and they think of it as a good thing. Well, I have a big ego. Everyone knows I have a big ego. I think, well, how has that worked for you? Because you say all these great things, you in quotes, walk this great walk, talk this great talk. But nobody's been able to stay with you for an extended period of time. And you never questioned why? Well, something was wrong with this one, and something was wrong with that one, and something was wrong with this one, and something was wrong with that one. And I said, okay, so something was wrong with 15 different people that you really wanted in your world. And so somehow your ego and the arrogance kind of came sailing right in to save you from ever believing that you had something to do with your life. Your gentle soul that's beneath all of that, that's scared, that needs love, that craves the truth it's been missing for so long, doesn't even have a chance to be heard by you. Because you can't hear about you. So talk to yourself. Because the first person you need to tell is not anybody outside of you. The first person you need to tell is you. If at the end of any day in your life, you can just tell yourself the truth before you sleep. Even if it's a truth you don't like. Even if it's a truth you think doesn't make you feel good. The truth promises one thing, and I can say it's a promise. It's 100%. That worst truth will be better than the best lie you could ever present to yourself. Because the minute you say the truth, your mind, your body, your soul connects, and you automatically, without question, know what to do next. When we don't tell ourselves the truth, and one thing, this is a common one, where someone's in love with somebody, the other person doesn't know it, and you build up in your world that that person loves you back. And you see that person, and they've made no indication that they're in love with you the way you've built up in your head. If before you go to bed that night, you can say something as startling to your brain as, I know I'm doing this alone. I know the other person doesn't really know. Yeah, there might be something there, but that person isn't available. So I know the truth is I'm feeling this by myself. And I will enjoy that feeling. I don't expect anything back for it. And I will continue my life and use that as a strength that I can feel that way. Because if a relationship isn't right for one person, it ultimately isn't right for both. I understand that. And you go to sleep, you wake up, and you start your life fresh the next day. Now, did you want to hear that? Probably not. But is it the truth? Yes. Does it calm you? Yes. If you say, I had this job interview today, I really love this job. I hope to God I get this job. I know they didn't tell me yet, but I know I would do great at it. And you have that energy, and you go to sleep. You at least told yourself the truth. When they call you the next day or the next day and they tell you you got the job, you'll be like, great, because I feel great about it myself. Now, let's say you went to go get that job and you knew that it's something you've already done, but you need the job. You're going to be scared you didn't get the job because you're going to feel like they're going to feel like maybe you're overqualified. And they may very well call you and tell you that. But if you're overqualified, you can say, I know you don't have any openings for me where I am qualified. Address the issue. But I'm willing to start here and wait for that because I like this company, I like the morale, I like the vision. When we just speak on the truth, we can relay, we can talk, we can exchange energy, even if it's just with ourselves. We forget. And even me, until I was doing the show this morning, this part of it, was that the first conversations we need are the conversations we have with ourselves. That's how we become more and more and more in tune to who we are individually, who you are while you're in the car driving. Talk to yourself. Put in front of you what your truth is. Wow, today, you know, I'm on earth. And on earth today, this is what I'm facing. And this is how I want to face it. This is where I want to go with it. This is what I feel I want to do today. Instead of, what is so-and-so going to think about me? And this person makes me mad. And this gets, I need to make sure this doesn't happen. And we start throwing up all these rules on life. Just tell life what you want. You know, I always think about when I see someone wound so tight that they can't be themselves. It's so hard, so scary, and it is when you're not used to it. It is when you can't talk about it. Know that you can be okay. Just know that if you're around people who do not understand that about you, whatever it is, that's not your tribe. Those are not your people. You have to take care of you first. Because when you go to that extent to take care of yourself, you can then take care of anything. Because to know yourself is your greatest strength you will ever have while you are alive. That part, the way starting this week, starting today, October 9th, 2017, start having real conversations with yourself. When you find yourself wanting something and it makes you really weirdly nervous or why do I even want that, and you're asking yourself why you want that, tell yourself why you want that. Well, I really felt like I need to be here. Well, what does that mean? And how far is here from today? And what do you need to get there? And when you get there, what do you want to do with yourself? Do you want to go further? Do you give yourself, hey, I'll make an assessment? Your soul, our souls need us. The interaction with our very own souls, the deepest part of us, is where everything else will grow from. That's where we plant the seeds. That's where our original seeds are planted. When Christ told me to name the book Origins of Truth, I have to tell you, I can't even remember the other names we were going to name it. And we were coming up with these names, and Christ said, Origins of Truth. I never really thought about the origins of our truth. I just thought, yeah, everything Christ wrote to me is true. But as time goes on, I cannot tell you how much more alive that book gets. Because it is the origin of us. that's all I did in my life was just write that book, because the protection of the knowledge was that it was written, I get to talk about it while I'm here. But while I'm here, I'm still learning more and more and more about the depths of us telling ourselves the truth. The most powerful antidote, the stem of what gives us the gateway to feeling love and to feeling the purity, is truth. Because the truth is so sobering. Can you imagine two world leaders talking about starting a war and them trying to negotiate and one saying, well, really, I just want to annihilate your country and take it over. I'm trying to be nice about it, but you need to give me this. And if you don't, I'm going to take you out. The other person says, well, okay, you want to annihilate my country, and you're trying to find a reason to do that. And so you're asking me for impossible things, so we can't really negotiate. Now we're going to get mad at each other, and then we're going to hurt each other, and we're going to hurt a lot of people to get what you want and to get what I want. Do I have that right? And can you imagine if those conversations before there was a war were left to a public vote and we heard that? What would we do? We'd say, well, why do we want to go and hurt all those people just to get that much more property on Earth, or to get their resources, or to own that part of the world? Why do we need to own that part of the world again? Why don't we just stay in our own backyard? And we'd have these real conversations, because that's what's really going on. But instead, it's all happening behind closed doors, and we're just informed of what's going to happen, and we have to deal with it, and then you wonder why people feel helpless and frustrated. And we do the same thing on a lower level. I don't want my right hand to know what my left hand is doing. But if you're going to do that, you're going to be frustrated. Tell yourselves the truth. Find a way to say, you know what? I'm doing this because I'm lonely. Because then you can address lonely. What you fill it in with doesn't matter. Address the lonely. If you say, I feel nervous about this interview, address the nervous, not the interview. Because if you address the nervous and say, hey, you know what? I've been through a lot before. I've been through interviews before. And I've always wished I said this or said that or did this or did that. But you know what? This time I want to go in and listen, because I never really listened to what the person said. I was too busy trying to tell them who I was to get the job. But then you find out when you're a good listener, you answer the questions they asked you, they feel like they can work with you. Because now it's an exchange instead of a one-way street or an ambush of how great you are. They'll figure it out. When you acknowledge how great someone else can be, they can also see that in you. It always goes back to an energy exchange, even if it's just between you and yourself. That first energy exchange is what sets the stage for the rest of your life. It is an amazing feat to look at your soul as your source of inspiration, to look at your soul as the inner compass of who you are, and to pay attention to how it feels to connect to that part of you. To know yourself is to give yourself different eyeballs to the world, different feelings, different antennas. My time is out, you guys. I love you so very much. I will see you tomorrow. Please talk to yourselves today. I love you very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.